Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going through the Children's Catechism, and we've just looked at the fall of Adam and Eve, that they ate the forbidden fruit. Now we're going to look at how that fall affects you and me. So did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life? Did Adam act for himself alone in the covenant of life? And the answer is no. He represented the whole human race. He represented the whole human race. That Adam was there representing all of us. And that's very important. So what effect did the sin of Adam have on you and me? Because he represented the whole human race, and you and I are part of the human race, he represented the whole human race. What effect did the sin of Adam have on you and all people? And we are born guilty and sinful. Now that might not seem very fair, that we are born guilty and sinful because someone else sinned. But we'll look at in the covenant of grace that that's exactly what we need. That someone would represent us and we would get what they apply, what they accomplish. So it's important. It might seem unfair, but it's not. That Adam represented us in the covenant of life. He represented the whole human race. That we fell with Adam. So how sinful are you and I by nature? And you and I are corrupt in every part of our being. Every part. Now, I told you that this is bad news. That this isn't just a little fall. It's not just a little sin. It's the fall. The one that starts that ball rolling, and everyone who is born guilty and sinful. Then in every part of their being, we are corrupt. And as we looked at, that we're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but if we are sinful, that makes it hard. Almost impossible to love the Lord your God with every part of our being, because we're corrupt in every part of our being. And this is what we call original sin. What is the sinful nature that we inherit from Adam called? And it's called original sin. That this original sin started in Adam and it's passed down. His children had it, their children have it, those children have it, their children's children, children's have it. And it's passed down through everyone, that everyone who is born of Adam, which is the whole human race, is born guilty and sinful. And this is bad news. And I've said before that this section of the Catechism focuses on the bad news. But we know that there's hope coming. We know that there's good news, because I've told you before that there's a covenant, not just a covenant of life. There's a covenant of grace. And a covenant that's coming through the second Adam. And we need to remember that. That this might sound like bad news, but the Bible doesn't leave us in the bad news. The Bible just doesn't end at Genesis 3 with Adam sinning against God, with him being corrupt and all his posterity, all his children being corrupt as well. But the Bible speaks of the covenant of grace, the covenant which flows through the second Adam. We'll look at that in the next couple of videos. But for now, we need to understand that you and I are born guilty and sinful, and that you and I are corrupt in every part of our being. That's what we call original sin.